morning to everyone. It's a pleasure for me to share God's word this morning with you.
我非常兴奋, 要跟你们分享主的话语。
You may realize that our theme for this year is following Christ steadfastly.
我们今年的主题就是坚持来跟随基督。
And from the passage that we just read ago, a while ago,
刚刚我们所读过的这一段的经文,
I will not read it again. I just want to propose that as disciples of Christ, we must be characterized by grace and truth, just as our Master Jesus Christ is characterized by grace and truth.
正如这段经文所说的, 我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者, 我们应该向他是满有真理和恩典。
In fact, last week when Dr. Samson Oitan lectured, why are the Bereans more noble? We see that these Bereans were characterized by both grace and truth.
上一周我们有王博士跟我们来分享为什么比利亚的人比其他的人更好, 也就是因为他们的生命当中有真理也有恩典。
Of course, Dr. Oitan Let's focus last week was on the aspect of truth.
上一周他的这个主题比较是专注在真理这一方面。
Where the Bereans are considered more nobles than the Thessalonians because they were willing to listen and then they were able to search the scripture.
也就是有提到比利亚的人也从一个角度来说比帖撒罗尼迦的人更好因为他们一方面他们愿意听另外一方面呢他们也去查考神的话语
But if you can recall, Dr. Oitan let use the Burmans to share with us.
所以他有利用一个所谓英文的这种的格式来讲他的这个图形。 所以这些 Bereans, okay, 比利亚的人,
and he showed us that they are people of grace as well.
所以呢，他们是可以说是有恩慈的人。And
so by way of review, we see that the Bereans did not berascal others for self-preservation.
所以他们呢，不是为了自己的生存，然后呢，就称别人为这些歹徒。
They did not berate those who differ in opinions or belief.
所以呢，他也不会因为别人的意见跟他不一样，就责备他们。
They did not bereave others of their dignity because of their differences.
也不会因为他们之间有区别呢，而让人家的这个自尊就被夺走了。
They did not go berserk when they hear something that is unfamiliar.
这个人不会因为听到以前没有听过的或者不熟悉的，他就发疯了。
Finally, he told us that the Bereans were not overbearing.
另外一方面呢，我们也知道这些比利亚的人，他们不会过于执着。
But this morning, I'd like to focus on the other side, the other aspect, and that is on grace.
今天早上我们要 集中来看另外那个层面，也就是恩这方面。
And as I searched the New Testament on the explicit teaching about the areas that we need to show grace, I find there are four areas.
我就查考这个新约的这些经文，在哪些方面有特别提到我们生活方面呢要有这个恩典或者恩慈的表达，我就找到了四个经文。
And if time permits, I'd like to talk about three areas this morning.
今天，如果时间容许，我们要讲其中的三方面。First,
let's come to the Lord in prayer once again.
我们先再一次来到主的面前，一起祷告。Father,
we thank you for this opportunity to listen to your word. And as we examine your word, may your Holy Spirit speak to us, show us the truth in your word, and allow us to also be characterized by grace in our lives, just as our Master Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The first area I found that is explicitly talking about Christians being gracious is in the area of forgiving.
第一方面我们看到基督徒应该有表达恩慈的，也就是在于赦免这件事情上面。
And that's in the parable of the unforgiving slave that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 18.
正如耶稣在马太福音十八章那边有提到一个比喻，就是那个不懂得赦免其他人的这个仆人。
Notice I used the word slave, not servant.
这边我特别要强调作为奴隶这个词。
And there is a reason for that that we will see later.
等一下我们看到为什么要强调他是一个奴隶。
I think we are all familiar with this parable.
我们都很熟悉这个比喻。
The background of this parable is the teaching of Jesus on how to deal with someone who sinned against you or who offended you.
这个上文呢，我们就看到耶稣正在教导，如果有人得罪你，那我们应该怎么处理。
At that time, Jesus commanded the disciples and by extension, each one of us to go and tell the person his or her fault.
所以开始的时候，如果有一个人得罪你，你可以直接的去告诉他，他做错了什么。
And if he or she listens, wonderful, you have won him or her over.
如果他立刻接受，那这样非常的好，我们已经得到他了。
But then Jesus went on to give steps to take if he or she does not listen.
但是呢，如果他不愿意听的话，
What are the steps that we need to take?
那我们应该采取什么样的步骤呢？
And after that, Peter came to him and inquired, how often should he forgive a brother who sinned against him?
最后彼得又问耶稣说，如果有一个人得罪我，我应该赦免他几次呢？
As many as seven times?
七次应该很够了吧。
To which Jesus replied, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times, seven times.
耶稣的回答是不仅仅是七次，是要七十个七次。
And in saying this, Jesus would want us to extend grace to those who have offended us on many occasions.
我想耶稣这样说也是教导我们，当人得罪我们的时候，我们应该如何来表达我们的这个恩，也就是这个赦罪的恩。
And to illustrate this point to his followers or his disciples living in the kingdom of God, he talked about the parable of the unforgiving slave.
当耶稣告诉彼得要多赦免人的时候，就设了这个比喻来加以说明，在神的国里面我们应该怎么样来互相对待。
And this parable has three main parts and an application at the end.
这个比喻本身有可以分成三个部分，再到最后还有一个应用。
It begins with a king trying to settle accounts with his slaves, and he dealt with one slave in particular.
所以第一个场景，我们看到这个国王他去查了这些仆人他们的这个所欠的债，他就针对某一个欠债的人处理这件事情。
And then the second part talk about this slave who dealt with a fellow slave who owed him some money.
另外第二个场景就是有另外一个仆人又欠了这个仆人的债。
And as a result of his reaction, the third part tells us how the king dealt with this slave who wasn't willing to forgive his fellow slave.
第三个场景我们就知道这个不愿意赦免他的这个另外一个仆人的仆人，这个国王怎么样来处理他。
Now we are told that this slave owed the king 10,000 talents.
这边呢有讲到说这个人呢他欠了这个国王有一万他仁德。
And probably for us to understand, let's make a simple calculation of how much this slave owed the king.
我们可以稍微来计算一下，用今天的货币呢，他大概欠了这个王有多少。
Now, talent is 6,000 denarii.
这个一个 talent 呢，就是6,000个小钱。
Of course, this Chinese Union version tells us is It's 10 million denarii.
所以这边呢可以说是1000万的小钱。
But the new translation gives us probably a better or a correct calculation of 60 million.
有这个新译本是把它算为是6000万。
In other words, it's 60 million days wages of a laborer.
所以这个价钱把它算起来呢，应该说是6000万的日的工资。
In other words, you have to work 60 million days, and that's how much this slave owed the king.
所以这个仆人欠国王的债呢，就是这么多。 就是要用6000万日的工资集合起来。
If you turn that into years,
我们用年来算,
with each year working for 300 days a year,
所以你每年就365天的话,
then this slave has to work for 200,000 years in order to pay back what he owed.
这个仆人呢就应该要工作20万年才能够还清他的债。
Now if the minimum wage, and I asked Dr. Williams, in the US, a minimum wage earner earns about $70 per day.
在美国一个普通的工人大概每天的工资是70美元。
Then he owed the king $4.2 billion.
所以原则上呢，他应该是欠这个国王好几亿的美元了。42亿。42亿。
And that is enough to make him the fourth richest man in the Philippines today.
如果他有这么多钱的话，他应该是菲律宾今天第四富豪。
And as a slave, he was owned by his master.
其实作为一个奴隶呢，他是主人的。
He's not an ordinary servant today.
他不像今天我们所谓做帮我们做家务的这个仆人。
And unlike Henry C., he cannot make his way up the economic ladder from being a poor kid coming from a poor family and making up working and earning to such an extent that he is the top richest guy in the Philippines for 11 straight years.
在他们的那个时候的情况下，他不可能像我们 SM 的老板石志成先生，他从一个白手起家，从一个一间很小的鞋店开始，一直到今天呢是菲律宾这个零售业的大王。
Now how he came to incur such a massive debt is unthinkable.
所以其实很难想象怎么他会欠那么多钱呢?
And since he was unable to pay the debt, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
因为他也不可能还这个债务，所以这个国王原来说他要变卖他所有的妻儿来还债。
And we are told in this parable that the slave fell on his knees and begged the master to be patient with him. I will pay you back everything.
这个仆人呢，就跪下来哀求他的主人说，给他一点时间，他一定会把所有的债务还清。
And in a show of outlandish grace, the king took pity on him.
这个国王就对他，就恩待他。 也赦免他或者免了他的债。
And mind you that this pity or compassion is somewhat what is used to express divine compassion upon sinners.
这个怜悯呢，也就是我们看到上帝同样的对我们人类的这个怜悯。
And the king canceled the debt.
所以这个国王把他的债务一笔勾销。
And let him go.
就让他走了。
Which is the usual word that is used in the act of forgiving sins.
他用的这个动词本身，也就是我们经常用来翻译为这个赦免。
Now, how would you react if you were that slave?
如果你是那个被赦免的仆人，你会如何来反应呢？
I'm sure that you would be overjoyed.
我相信呢，你是。太高兴了。
And even if you have minimal amount of money,
即使呢, 就假设说你有一点点的钱,
most likely when you go out, you will treat your friends to McDonald's.
你至少呢, 你出去的时候就会在McDonald's请客了啊。
Being grateful that your debts are canceled.
因为你那一大笔的债务就一笔勾销了。
Unfortunately, that was not the case with this slave.
那是很不幸的, 当他出去的时候, 这个仆人并不是这样做。
Because in the second part of the story, we see that this slave went out.
所以我们看到第二个场景, 当这个被赦免的仆人出去的时候,
and either he came upon by chance or deliberately found a fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii.
所以呢, 他就找到另外一个欠他一点点钱的另外的一个仆人。
In other words, this slave, fellow slave, owed him 100 days equivalent of a laborer's wage.
其实他只不过欠他大概一天的100天的工资。
Which is about 4 months of wages, counting 24 days, working days in a month.
大概呢, 在4个月里面, 应该是可以还清了。
And we are told that he began to grab him by the throat and demand payment.
所以这个仆人就抓住了另外一个仆人, 就强硬, 一定要他当场就要把这个债务还清。
And this fellow slave did exactly what he did. He fell to his knees.
这个欠债的人也就像另外这个仆人一样, 当时他就跪下来求情。
And he said what was exactly said by this unforgiving slave, except on one area.
这个人呢的祈求的话，跟这个不愿意赦免人的这个仆人当时所说的话是完全一样的，除了一个点。
He also begged for patience. He says, be patient with me and I will pay back.
所以这个人说,你也给我一点时间,我一定会偿还。
But this fellow slave was modest enough not to claim that he will pay back everything that he owed.
但这个欠的比较少的这个仆人呢, 他不敢说, 他能够退还所有的债务。
Unfortunately, this unforgiving slave thrown his fellow slave into prison because of his inability to pay back.
所以这个不愿意赦免人的仆人呢, 就把这另外一个仆人下到监狱里面, 因为他当时不能够偿还他的债务。
Now the third part of the story tells us that this action was seen by other fellow slaves.
所以, 第三个场景, 我们看到其他的仆人看到这个情况的时候,
and these fellow slaves were grieved that they went to report this incident to the master.
他们感觉到非常的不对, 所以他们就去找主人,
when the master heard about this incident, he was angry.
所以这个主人知道了这事, 就非常的愤怒。
And as a result, he turned over this slave to be tortured until he paid back everything he owed.
所以同样的, 这个主人就把这个仆人抓起来, 这个让他, 受苦, 意识到他能够偿还他的债务。
And by way of application, Jesus says, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brothers from the heart.
最后耶稣作为一个 应用就是说，如果你们不愿意赦免人，我的父也是照样这样来对待你。
This unforgiving slave potentially represent each one of us.
The unforgiving one slave represent us. 所以这个不愿意赦免人的，有时候也可能代表我们每一个人。
We have been shown grace along the way.
我们已经得到这么大的恩典。
And we ought to in turn extend grace in similar situations.
我们原来也应该同样的来施恩典给人。
And from this parable, let me take three principles that we can learn.
所以从这个比喻里面，让我跟大家分享三个原则。
First, we are all recipient of extravagant grace in our lives from God and at other times from others.
第一呢，就是在我们的生命的当中，我们从人、从神那边，很多时候都已经得到作为这个超越的这个恩情。
Secondly, no matter how much others owe us, it is always meager when compared to what we owe God.
第二方面呢，无论人家欠我们多少，也都不能够比我们欠神的那么多。
And so we ought to be gracious in forgiving.
所以我们应该也要有这个恩慈，我们也应该要能够赦免别人。
Because when we fail to be gracious in forgiving from the heart, we upset not only our fellow men, but more importantly, our Lord.
因为如果不懂得怎么去赦免人的时候，不单单是人，我们的天父同样是不高兴的。
Now today in the U.S. is 9/11.
我们再看另外一段的经文。
Today in U.S. is still 9/11.
今天呢，在美国是9/11。
And they are remembering what happened 17 years ago.
所以呢，他们还在纪念17年前所发生的这个事情。
When the two towers of the World Trade Center was attacked.
也就是纽约这两栋的所谓国际商业大楼被撞毁。
And many Americans feel the need to retaliate after this terrorist attack.
当这个恐怖的事情发生的时候，很多美国人认为他们应该要反击或者要报复。
And of course, we have seen the U.S. forces waging war, a worldwide war against Islamic extremists.
当然有看到美国的军队他们在这些回教这个的国家当中，也就是打了很多的仗。
But there are a small group of people like Phyllis Rodriguez, a mother who lost his son in the Twin Tower.
但是呢，可能很少，像其中有一个妈妈，她在这个事件当中失去了她的儿子。
His son was a computer specialist working on the 103rd floor of the North Tower.
他的儿子是一个电脑的专家，在103北楼工作。
When the tower was attacked, he was able to call home, leave a message on the answering machines, telling his parents that there has been an accident.
所以那个事件发生的时候，他还来得及打一通电话，记录在这个家里的这个座机上，说有一个意外发生了。
But of course, the son never came back alive.
当然这个儿子就没有活着回来。
But for Phyllis Rodriguez and her husband Orlando, they wanted no part of revenge.
但是这对的父母，他们没有考虑要报复。
In fact, they opposed the death penalty of the man who became the 20th hijacker.
甚至于他们就反对这个处死这个第二十个犯罪的人。
For Phyllis knows that she needs to be forgiving.
She has been Phyllis. 但因为她这个妈妈知道她被赦免，她也要赦免别人。
In fact, she befriended the mother of the hijacker.
甚至于呢，她去跟这个犯罪的人的母亲做朋友。
That's being gracious. In forgiving,
这个就是我们所说的要有恩慈，要有赦免的心。
The second area that Scripture tells us to be gracious is to be gracious in giving.
第二方面我们应该有这个恩慈，其实应该要说慷慨了因为这边所说的是在奉献的这件事情上面。
And we read in 2 Corinthians 8:7, but just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving.
所以在哥林多后书八章七节那边有说，你们既在信心、口才、事实热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，也就当这样的恩慈的或者恩惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
This passage is Paul's exhortation to the Corinthian believers to fulfill their commitment in taking part in the relief of the saints in Jerusalem.
这是保罗再一次的鼓励哥林多的信徒，他们有已经有答应说要帮忙这个耶路撒冷这些有需要的人应该拿出来的奉献。
And he has to exhort them because they had been slack in their generosity.
因为他们在这个奉献的事上可能推迟了，所以保罗需要再鼓励他们。
And we see that Paul expects them to excel in everything, including grace of giving.
所以保罗呢，一方面称赞他们在很多方面他们比别人更好，但是呢，他们在奉献这个事情上面也应该要超越其他的人。
And as servants of God, I'm sure we have been at the receiving end of others' giving.
我们作为神的仆人，常常我们是那个受惠的人。
Many times we have experienced this blessing that comes from God through His people.
很多时候，我们有经历到上帝的恩典，借着很多人传给我们。
But just like the Corinthians believers, we are not exempted from the practice of the grace of giving.
但是就正如哥林多的信徒一样，我们也应该要施惠于人。
Now one day there was a very wealthy man who was walking on the road.
有一天呢，一个很有钱的人在路上走的时候。
And he saw a beggar by the sidewalk.
他就看到一个乞丐在路上。
And so he asked the beggar, "How did you become a beggar?"
他就问这个乞丐，你怎么会变成一个乞丐呢？
"Why don't you look for a job?"
你为什么不找个工作呢？
And the beggar says, "Sir, I've been applying for a job. In fact, I have applied in Pamco, but I wasn't given a job."
我很久呢就一直在找一个工作啊。甚至他们来 Pamco 这个求职呢，都没有给他工作。
And you are a rich, you look like a rich man.
看起来你好像是个有钱人。
So if you will give me a job, then I'll stop begging.
如果你愿意给我一个工作，那我就不做乞丐了。
Now the rich man smiled and said, "I want to help you."
这个有钱人就对他说，我要帮助你。
But I won't give you a job.
I will not.
I won't.
我不会给你一个工作。
I'll do something better.
我会给你一个更好的。
I want you to become my business partner.
我要你做我的生意的伙伴。
Let's start a business together.
我们一起开始创业。
Wow, the beggar blinked his eye and see if he's really wide awake.
这个乞丐听了，就眼睛眨一下，我这是真的吗？
He couldn't believe the offer of the rich man.
他很难相信这个有钱人给他的这个机会。
And so he asked, "What do you mean, sir, to be your business partner?"
他就问说，你说我做你的生意伙伴是怎么运作呢？
To which the rich man says, "You know, I own not a rice field, but a rice plantation."
我呢不单单有这个农场呢，我还有一个很大的这个。种水稻的地方。
And I want you to sell my rice for me in the market.
你只要帮我把这些水稻拿到市场去卖就可以了。
I'll provide all the sacks of rice.
这些水稻要卖的水稻我都给你。
I'll pay for the rent of the market stall.
你那个这个商铺我也会帮你付这个租金。
I'll even give you food allowance.
每天我还给你这个食物吃。
Now let's try this for the next 30 days.
我们先试试看三十天。
All you have to do is sell my rice.
你只要帮我卖这些米。
And at the end of the month, as business partner, we will share the profit.
然后呢，这三十天之后，我们所赚的我们就来分。
Now tears of joy begin.To run down the cheeks of this beggar.
这个乞丐真的很感动，哭了。
Oh, sir, you are a gift from heaven.
这个你先生，你真的是上帝上面来的礼物。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Now, sir, how will we divide the profit?
那他又进一步问，那我们怎么来分这个赚的钱呢？
Do I keep 10% and give you the 90%?
是我得 10%， 你得 90%吗？
Or do I get 5% and you get 95%?
或者说我只得 5%， 你得 95%？
I will be happy with any arrangement.
你怎么分我都会很高兴。
But the rich man shook his head and says, No, I want you to give me 10%.
这个有钱人对他说， 你只要分给我 10% 就可以了。
And you keep the 90%.
其他的 90% 就属于你。
Do I hear you right? Are you sure you get 10% and I keep the 90%?
先生，我没听错吧？ 就是说你只要是 10%， 然后 90% 给我。
To which the rich man says, Yes, I don't need the money actually, my friend.
这个有钱人说，是的，是这样， 因为我本身不再需要什么钱。
I'm already enough, I have enough already to keep my grandchildren and sustain them for the rest of their life.
因为我的这些财物呢， 已经足够我好几代的人也用不完的。
But I want you to give me 10% of your profit so that you grow in faithfulness and gratitude.
所以只要你给我 10%， 也希望你能够很信实地继续来做。
And so this beggar says, Oh, of course, I'll do as you say.
当然呢，这个乞丐说，我当然会尽量去做。
So every day, this ex-beggar, now dressed a little bit better, started to work and sell the rice in the market stall.
所以这个以前是乞丐的，现在呢，穿着也比较好了，他就每天忠心地去卖这些米。
And he worked very hard.
他也很努力去工作。
He woke up very early in the morning.
早上很早就起来。
Stay up late at night.
晚上做到很迟。
And the sales were brisk.
他这个买卖做得非常的好。
And so after 30 days, he started to count the profit.
所以到30天之后，他就计算一下这个他赚了多少。
And he couldn't believe what he saw.
他不敢相信他赚了这么多。
For the first time, he saw so much money in his life.
因为这是他一生里面有最多钱的时候。
So he was liking this.
He was
liking it.
Liking it. 那他就觉得很好。
Wow, the feeling of so much money on his hand.
也就是说手上有那么多钱。
And so he told himself, why should I give 10% to my business partner?
那个时候他就开始想，为什么我要给我这个伙伴呢， 10%呢？
For the past 30 days, he never appeared.
这过去30天他从来都没来过。
I was the one who worked day and night.
是我每一天很辛苦的工作。
I did all the work.
是我全部的工作都是我来做的。
I deserve all this profit.
我应该得全部的这个所赚的钱。
And as he was thinking of this thought,
当他这样想的时候，
there was a knock on his door.
门外就有人敲门。
And it was this rich man who stands at the door waiting to collect his 10% share of the profit.
也就是这个有钱人来要收他的 10%的利益。
So when the ex-beggar opened the door and saw this rich man,
当这个过去是做乞丐的开门见到他的时候，
coming to collect that 10%,
要来向他收我的分这个 10%的盈利。
He told the rich man exactly what he had thought.
他就把刚才他所想的全部直接告诉他。
You don't deserve 10% because for the past 30 days you never show up at work.
过去30天你从来没有来过，你不配得这 10%的盈利。
I deserve all this.
我该得全部的盈利。
How would you feel if you were the rich man?
如果你是这个有钱人，你听到之后你会怎么回应感觉呢？
This story just illustrate a lot of times how we react just like the beggar.
这个故事我想会让我们想起很多时候我们的心态也许也都是这样。
We cannot be gracious in our giving because we thought we deserve everything.
我们不会很恩慈的去施舍，因为我们觉得这些财物都是我的。
The third area that I found was in the area of speaking.
第三方面，我们在讲话这个方面呢，我们也要有恩慈。
There are two passages, one in Ephesians 4:29.
有一段经文是在以弗所书。
4:29. But I'll use the one in Colossians 4:6.
我们可以先看一下哥罗西书第四章六节。
And Paul says, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
你们的言语也要常常带着恩惠，好像用盐调和，就可以知道该怎么回答个人。
I like to share 10 practical tips.
我在这边我想跟大家分享十个方式，我们这个讲话呢会帮助人的。
How we may be gracious in our speaking.
或者说在我们讲话这个层面，我们如何有恩慈。
But it will be coming from the negative aspect.
有一些是也许我们从这个消极的一面来说。
From what we do not say.
也就是说有什么是我们不应该说的。
We can be gracious in our speaking by becoming silent.
也就是当我们静默的时候，
I don't need to explain because all these are self-explanatory.
我不需要进一步的解释，因为这十个原则都可以自己可以看得明白。
Of course, these are not absolute.
They are not absolute. 虽然他们不是所谓绝对的。
Because there are situations that call for you to speak up.
因为有些时候，有些情况下，我们必须要开口。
But I think they are generally true.
但是这十个原则可以说一般性是可行的。
What we will do is, I'll let you read English first and then Chinese.
They will read both English and Chinese.
Yeah, both English and Chinese. We'll read every one of them, English and Chinese, and give me and Elder Lim rest.
Okay, 好，我要让你们这个听众啊。把这个中文跟英文都读了，那我们两个人可以稍微休息一下。
Okay, go. English first. I thought students of BSOP know how to read together.
我们应该也要学习如何能够这个一起读。
Let's all read in English first. All those who know how to read English.
好，我们先读英语，然后再读中文啊。Be silent if you can't say it without screaming.
Chinese.
大声。
中文。
然后让才能说话的时候，请保持沉默。Be silent.When you are feeling critical, 当你感到挑剔的时候，请你保持沉默。Listen if your words could damage a friendship. 如果你的话会破坏友谊，就保持沉默。When you don't have all the facts, 当你还不了解全部事实的时候，请保持沉默。
Can everyone read? I see that there are some people who are not reading.
Hello. 我们当中好像有一些文盲不会读。
Let's read aloud.
来，我们大声的读。再一次吗 ？Heat of anger.
在我的心话之中。Hopefully, we can be gracious in our speaking.
期盼我们在我们的话语上也同样有恩慈。
And thank you, Michelle, for the translation in Chinese.
谢谢我们的同学帮我翻译成中文。
敏宏
、
So in summary, let us be gracious and forgiving.
所以在总结，我们可以说我们在赦免这件事上可以表达我们的恩慈。
Let us be gracious in our giving.
在我们的奉献上，我们也有恩惠的表现。
And let us be gracious in our speaking.
在我们说话上面，我们也要有恩慈。
So that we may reflect our Master and Savior Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth.
这样我们才能够反映我们的主，他也是蛮有恩典和真理的。
The fourth aspect I'm not going to share, but you can look up 1 Peter 4:10.
有第四点，是在彼得前书四章十节，但是我们没有时间讲。
And it is talking about the grace in serving others using your gifts.
也就是说，所以讲到我们在服侍别人的事上有恩慈。
Let's request Elder Lim to close us in prayer.
好，我们一起祷告。Our Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for these reminders that we, being given grace extravagantly, Lord, we also yield to give grace extravagantly. Father, thank you for being such a gracious Father to all of us. And Father, may we also become like you and your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his own life for us. 天父，我们再次谢谢你给我们这些很重要、很简单，也我们也可以应用的这些的原则。我们也都是得到神你丰盛的恩典，我们也应该毫无保留的把这个恩典同样的施予别人。求主你今天让我们在这四个方面，无论是在赦免，无论是在奉献，无论是在讲话，无论是在服侍的当中，也都同样可以反映出我们的主他是蛮有恩典，蛮有真理。就是你让我们的飞升大家庭里面也真是有这样有恩惠常常施予，有恩惠在我们的当中。我们这样感恩也祈求是奉耶稣的圣名， In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.